The Gemara on the top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph brings down the fascinating mice of Ilfin or Yochanan. Ilfin or Yochanan were chavrusas, they were learning, and they needed money, and they decided to go into business. And then the Gemara says that they heard these malachim that were saying, had tainas on them, manichim chai oilam, oilam haba, v'ayiskim b'chai shah. You're leaving oilam haba, tire, and you're going to chai shah, to business. And it seems Rabbi Yochanan heard it. Ilfa did not hear it. So Rabbi Yochanan ended up going back into learning, and he became the Rosh Yeshiva. Ilfa went into business. And then at a certain point, Ilfa was told, Ilfa, it seemed to be that Ilfa was even on a higher madrega than Rabbi Yochanan while they were learning together. And Ilfa was told that if you would have remained in learning, you could have reached madregas even higher than Rabbi Yochanan. You would have been the Rosh Yeshiva. And then it says Ilfa went and told Nafshe Iskariah de Sminta. He went, he climbed up to the Iskariah de Sminta, the mast of the ship, and he said, if anyone asks me any shaila and I can't answer it, I'm going to jump down and I'll drown. And Taka, they asked him shailas and he knew the answer. And that's how the Gemara ends off, that Ilfa Hagam, that he did go into business, he didn't forget his learning, and he reached tremendous hasagas in his Limud HaTorah. That's basically the story brought down in the Gemara. Now the Marsha over here points out, he says, why is it that he went to the Skari, the Sfinta? Why Dafka did he climb up to the mast of the ship? What's the ending of climbing up to that place with Dafka? And he says that the pshat is that the Gemara says in Erevin that Loi Me'ever Layam, he, that Tara won't be found Me'ever Layam, by the ocean, other side of the ocean. It's teaching us you're not going to find Tara by Sachanim, by Targanim, people who go into business, people who go to travel in ships for business. That's not where Tara is going to be found. And Ilfa was coming to say, but Dafka went on the ship to show that even though I'm in business, even though I'm involved in the ships, but still, I remember my Tara, this is not a problem with me, and he still remembered his learning. But the question is, Lamaisa, what's the pshat? How was he Zeicha to remember it? If Itaka was in business, he was from the Sachanim and the Tigranim, and the Gemara is made, Blom Eivre Layamhi, so how was Ilfa Zeicha to remain his learning in these high asagas and Limud HaTorah, even though he was a businessman? And I think we could be mazal with this, Alpi Dover Niflo, the Reuven Margolius writes in the Hakdama to Sefer Margolius Ayam. He brings down this Gemara, he's mevared a little bit, and he, I think this can answer this question, just a little bit of a Hakdama about who Reuven Margolius was, because I think it has to do with his Akdama. Reuven was a person who was a guy Nadir, a Baki, Bechal Terakula, and he wrote many, many Svarim, Charifis, and Bekias, and very original. And this Reuven Margolius, with all his Gevaldik and Madregas and Tyre, never really had an official position in Klei Kodesh. He never had a Shtalar. He was a Balabas. He remained a businessman his whole life. He, in Europe, he had a store, then eventually had a Svarim store. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he became the librarian in the Sifriyat HaRambam in Tel Aviv. And he would sit there and be in charge of the library, and he would learn. He would learn whenever he could, every free second he was learning and learning and writing and being Mechadish. And that's who he was. And the Margolius Yam is probably his most famous sefer. It's his Kedushim on Sanhedrin. And as a Hakdama, he brings down this Gemara over here of Ilfin or Yochanan, and he's Masber it. And it's pretty clear that he's really referring to himself, talking about himself through the lens of Ilfa. And he's aiming on this, how Ilfa, even though he went into business, and even though he left Rabbi Yochanan and didn't remain in the world of Tyre like Rabbi Yochanan, but Afal Pichan, he reached tremendous hasagas in Tyre, he reached unbelievable madregas, and that's because, as his lashon is, that Ilfa was the semel, he was the symbol of what it means to be a Talmid Chacham Seicher, a businessman who's a Talmid Chacham. And by Ilfa, he didn't view himself as just a businessman, but he still viewed himself as a person who's Isaac Batar and Mechadish Batar, and that was the ikar by him to he used every free minute lechekir gufei tara sharshi halachas and to write tara and be Mechadish tara. That was the ikar by him. So he was a person who, even though he was involved in business, but he viewed himself the ikar as a person who was a Lamed Atar and a Talmid Chacham, and therefore he's able to reach the Gevaldik and Madregas that he reached. And he even brings down that you find different Gemaras how Amoraim found things that Pinkasi de Ilfa and Ilfa's notebooks, different Chidushim that Ilfa wrote down. And he said that he made sure to write his chidushim that they should have a kiyum. They should also become chayi oilam, and not chayi shah. They should have a kiyum forever. And he's clearly referring to himself, who was a person who was a prolific writer who wrote many, many svarim, b'chol miktzayos haTorah. That was his way of having a kiyum, of having a shakas to chayi oilam, even though he was being Isaac b'chayi shah. And I think that's the hesber to the what the Marsha is saying, that even though he was a seicher, and even though he was on business, but he didn't view himself as a seicher, he didn't view himself as a businessman, he viewed himself the ikar as a person who was a Lamed Torah, and the Talmud Chacham, that was the ikar by him, and being that was the ikar by him, he was able to retain that madrega of Talmud Chacham, hagam that he was a seicher, and hagam that he was me'ever layam. And it's interesting that the Reuven Margolius points out over there in a footnote that in other places in Shas, Ilfa is referred to as Chilfa or Chilfi. He seems to have somewhat of a different name, and he's Matzi over there, that maybe his name is really Chilfi, but they called him Ilfa or Ilfi, because Ilfa in Aramaic means a boat, like you see in the Gemara in Erevin, and being that he was a person who went on his ship, he went on his boat for business, therefore they called him Ilfa, al shem the boat. That's why his name became Ilfa instead of Chilfa. And I was thinking, based along those lines, based on what he says, maybe he could say even more, that the reason why he was called Ilfa is not just because of the ship that he went on his business trips, but it's really the ship mentioned in our Gemara, when he was telling Nafshe Biskarta the Svina, when he climbed up on the ship, on the mast of the ship, as the Masha says, that symbolized that even though he was on the ship, but he still didn't lose his learning, he still had that learning with him, he still remained that level of Talmud Chacham. It was that Svina that he was called Ilfa, Hashem that Iskarta the Svina, that really showed who Ilfa was, Hagam, that he was going out on for business, but Lemaisa, he remained a Talmud Chacham, and his learning remained Beshlemus, like we see from our Gemara. And that's why I thought you could say perhaps a little bit differently. I saw afterwards in a different sefer from Reuven Margolius, has a sefer called the Cheker Shemus V'Kinuyim B'Talmud, where he goes through being mazbe different names of people in Shas. And over there, Itaka says it's pshat. Over there, he says that maybe Ilfa was called Ilfa, Hashem the Iskarta the Sfina, Hashem the fact that he climbed the ship, not just because he went on business, but this idea that he remained a Talmud Chacham, even though he was a businessman, which was brought up by being Tala Nafshe Biskari Desvinta. But either way, whatever the pshat is, we see the goddess of Ilfa, what it means to be a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't make a difference what a person is doing, what he's doing the rest of the day, but if a person utilizes his free time to be Amal Batari, Isaac Batari, to be Mechadish Batari, a person could reach unbelievable Madregas, and his Tari could have Kiyam, just like we find by Ilfa.